USA Radio News.
Today, by a 5-4 margin, the Supreme Court of the United States upheld President Trump's travel ban. The president reacted to the ruling.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong. And what we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong borders, no crime.
Representative Maxine Waters has been in the news because she's calling for protests of Trump administration officials, and both parties are coming out and speaking on this, including Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan, who says enough is enough.
I think it's inappropriate for any of us to condone any kind of political harassment. I think we've got to start getting to some higher ground here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we're hearing that 17 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration over separation of families at the border. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer could be getting a daytime talk show, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Powerhouse daytime syndicator Debmar Mercury, whose existing roster includes Family Feud and The Wendy Williams Show, and the Pilgrim Media Group have combined to start working on what could become a daily talk show for the former White House press secretary. So far, only a pilot's been planned, the show's working title being Sean Spicer's Common Ground. Spicer telling the New York Times, quote, "In this current environment, I think it's important to have a platform where we can have civil, respectful, and informative discussions on the issues of the day." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
California Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency yesterday as wildfires forced thousands of Lake County, California residents to be evacuated. This man thinks his house is a total loss.
I've just probably lost everything I've ever had in my life.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With reaction to our top story, former Congressman Jason Chaffetz talks about what this travel ban being upheld means for you.
I think it'll give the president more authority to go after certain countries where we can't vet people. Remember, we got people coming from all over the world, and they need to be able to be there on the ground and vet these people before they come in. Some of them are going to take 60 or 90 days, which the president was asking for. But somehow the Democrats were fighting against that and filing suits, and you had some rogue judges going the wrong direction. But this will help clarify.
When is the best time to ask for a raise, and what is the best way to go about it without sabotaging yourself? Robert Hershovic of Shark Tank has some great advice if you're looking for that raise.
You know, most businesses, 8 to 10%, you always do better negotiating something over a term. If you came in asking for 12% today, but you hope one day to make 30%, and could I show you a path to get there?
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was testifying earlier today on Capitol Hill regarding prescription drug affordability.
In Medicare Part D, HHS will work to give private plans the market-based tools that they need to negotiate better deals with drug companies. Part D is a tremendously successful program, but it has not kept pace with innovations in the private marketplace.
For all of these stories and many more, please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.